welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Farm Bureau Resolutions Committee was busy last week as they reviewed resolutions submitted from all 120 counties to formulate the 2019 priorities. The First Vice President, Eddie Melton, who chairs the Resolutions Committee, says the State Committee began their work Wednesday, November 1st.
Go through all the resolutions that were actually sent in from all the counties and our advisory committees over the annual meeting season here this fall, and excited about them coming in and us looking at the things that have been important to our members and our advisory committees as they come in and we discuss those issues that we will look into to see if they're covered in policy or if we need to make changes to our policy to reflect those and take on to our delegates at our annual meeting, as you said, in late November, early December.
Melton says the Resolutions Committee represents all parts of the state.
Their Resolutions Committee will send it on to their annual meeting, and in their annual meeting vote on those policies and either make changes to or send them on in, and then send them in to our Resolutions Committee, which has representation from all 11 of our federation districts. There are two members that are elected by their districts at our annual meeting. And then we also have the State Women's Committee Chair and the Vice Chair of the Young Farmer Committee.
He said one topic this year will likely be wildlife issues.
It seemed like that our members always have wildlife issues, whether it's whether they're deer or turkeys or the bears seem to be a new one that we were dealing with that we get resolutions in on bear. Of course, we've always had the Black Vulture, which is a federal program and not a state program.
We'll have more in a moment.
40 years of the greatest show on dirt. The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Louisville's Freedom Hall, November 8th through the 10th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the action, including the bull riding. Ticket prices start at just $10 all three nights and are available at Ticketmaster.com. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Exposition. Visit livestockexpo.org for more information.
Farm Bureau Vice President Eddie Melton says the resolutions are adopted at the annual meeting.
Our board of directors will meet right after that Saturday morning session that we have, and the board of directors will come together and we'll pick our priority issues for the year out of all those policies that we have.
He adds the policies help Farm Bureau encourage a movement of issues being discussed in Frankfort and Washington.
Sometimes we hear of things that might be moving in Washington or in Frankfort, and so we want to be able to work those issues, and so our board, as active as they are, help us get engaged and set those priorities.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.